The happiness of your life depends upon the quality of your thoughts. And that is the thought for today. Welcome to 7 Good Minutes. I'm Clyde Lee Dennis. Thanks for joining me for what I believe will be 7 of the most enriching minutes of your day. In today's episode of 7 Good Minutes, in our Mindful Monday segment, we learn how your thoughts become reality. Enjoy.
You guys might have seen Joe Dispenza talk about his story of how he got into the mysticism and the science stuff that he's into now, after he had a near-fatal accident doing a triathlon. And one of the practices that he said was really transformative for him. So he pretended as if anything he thought of would come true. And he made sure to try to control his mind so that any single thought that came in would actually manifest in his life. I recently posted this Instagram story where I was eating a mochi and I said, man, who needs a girlfriend when you have mochi like this? What else do you need in life? And I had a female friend text me back and she said, you better be careful. With our words, we cast spells. Now, this really got me thinking, because if you think about it, the real test of manifestation of your goals, of going from wherever you are to wherever you want to be, is really about your beliefs. Because your beliefs are the things that set the upper limits. They put the box. You know, it's the box you decide to put yourself in, which is your beliefs. And if you expand your beliefs, then you expand the box. You expand the ceiling of your goals and how fast you can reach them. So it made me wonder, right? This idea of, what if every word out of my mouth was casting a voodoo-like spell? She got me thinking, and Joe Dispenza got me thinking, what if every word out of my mouth was casting a spell about my future? Right? What are the things I say daily about love? How am I going to find a girlfriend during the pandemic? I just moved to a new city. How am I going to make any friends? I just started a private medical practice. How am I going to get any patients? I just wanted to start this grand adventure and there's no way to meet anybody or do anything because of this lockdown. And every one of those words is casting a spell that's making my box smaller and smaller and smaller. So the first thing I want to challenge you with, if you want to reach your goals, certainly if you just want to reach your goals, but if you want to reach them faster as well, the first thing is to be really attentive to your language, because like my friend Jackie said, your language is casting these spells. So if love is the thing you are struggling with this year, then what are you saying? What are you blaming as the problem for not meeting the right man or the right woman? Is it really due to coronavirus? Is it due to the fact that you can't meet people in person? Is it that there's no good men left? Is it that all the girls you hang out with are vapid and don't have the same goals and they're glued to their phones? Like, what is it? What is the story that you're casting these spells with? In my book, Master the Day, we talk about narratives, the first half of the book, because the story dictates the way you act. So what is it in the love quadrant of your life? Now, maybe it's work. You know, maybe you are one of the 10 million plus Americans that lost their jobs over COVID. They're in some weird limbo, right? Now, what is the story you're saying? Oh my God, I had all these plans. I don't have any money. I have a family to support. This is the worst thing that's ever happened to me. This is the worst year ever. Well, you're casting a spell that's making your box this big. Now, what if the story and the spell you're casting was, oh my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. This sucks. This is the worst year ever, but I'm going to find a way to get another job, right? It's just so interesting. All these stories, the spells, the words we're casting just by our thoughts, which mirror our beliefs, and our beliefs mirror and they create that exact box. Now, the second thing to consider here is that beliefs are a made up upper limit. You know, just like with Roger Bannister, when he broke the 4-minute mile, the next year it was like a staggering amount of people broke the 4-minute mile. So he had broken psychologically the 4-minute mile. But in the same way, you know, if you hear about how few self-published authors succeed, you know, if I read those statistics on how few books most authors sell, I never would have written any book. And I smashed those records with my own self-published books. Now, is it because I'm so special, or is it because I just believed well, they couldn't do it, but I probably can. Or I'll figure it out. I'll find a creative solution. I would argue that I'm not special, but it was that belief that led to finding the solution. So now I have these self-published books that have done better than 99% of authors, not only self-published, but conventionally published authors. And that's pretty crazy. So to me, it was the belief that created that possibility and solution. We have people now getting heart transplants. Their freaking heart is being cut out and a new one put in. Think about how impossible that was 100 years ago, right? So it's the possibility that leads to a bigger box, which leads to the bigger possibilities happening. So you have to start with the bigger box, make cracks in that box, push yourself out, make a new box, and then a new reality will ironically form around you. Now, my challenge for you here today is really simple. If you decide to choose to create a bigger box around whatever your goal is, just pick a belief or a word or a sentence that is a little bit more open with the possibilities. Whatever limiting belief you have about dating or your job this year or your worries about your health, open the box a little bit and you'll see what'll happen. If you believe that so far it's been the worst year of my life, but I'm going to find something awesome in terms of a job opportunity, I'm still going to find a way to meet a great person, I'm going to do the best I can, and I'll find a way to get through every day. Number one, you're just going to feel better because you're choosing a belief that's just a good feeling belief.
Please keep in mind, this is about half of the entire presentation. If you're up for a treat, you should definitely listen to the whole thing. You can do so by clicking the link labeled View the Full Video on YouTube in the show notes. So that does it for this episode of 7 Good Minutes. Until next time, let's be civil to one another out there. Thanks for listening.